Well, that was an excellent win for our football team tonight. You know, anytime you beat the Bears, that's a very good thing. So very proud of our football team. Hey, a number of things you want to talk about, just the injuries, the ability to overcome injuries during the course of the game. The battle on the injuries coming out of Cincinnati. I can't say enough about our offensive line. You know, for Lane Taylor to jump out there and play left tackle and just all the way across the board, those guys really set the tempo on the first drive for us. And, you know, I can't say enough about James Campen and offensive staff there to get those guys ready. Defense was huge tonight, four takeaways. You know, just stay true to the pattern of how we go about, you know, the process of winning this turnover ratio. We knew the opportunities were to come, and sometimes they come in bunches, and they came in bunches tonight. So, I mean, congratulations to Clay Matthews on the sack record. Anytime you can say the all-time leader in Green Bay Packer history, that's huge. Very proud of what he accomplished tonight, and also obviously was part of one of the takeaways. So, very good evening for us as a football team. It'll be good for us to step away and try to get some of these guys healthy. There'll be players will work tomorrow. They'll be off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and we'll get back together Tuesday in our preparation for Dallas. So, very good victory for us tonight. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what do you find out about your team on a night like this when you are cobbling together an offensive line? You're losing Ty and Devontae and Jamal Williams. What do you learn about your team on a night like this?
Well, it's so important. It's a very long season. The things I always look for when you talk about stacking success, but the ability to keep even keeled. I thought, you know, we didn't get to do a whole lot of practice on Tuesday. We did what we needed to do. They were totally into the preparation. The guys that had to get out of their element, play out of position, did it seamlessly. So there wasn't even really any conversation on what we needed to do or, you know, was concerned about it. We knew we were going to play a certain style of football against these guys tonight. This game is always a tough game. History obviously tells you that with the 95-94-6, you know, records in 195 meetings. So, I mean, that says the whole story there. So we knew we were going to get into a grind of a game. The turnovers were huge for us, especially the points off of turnovers. So I thought Aaron was exceptional. Just the game that he had to play tonight, and just to stay patient, the course. You know, especially the way we were able to run the ball early. We learned a lot about a number of our young guys, which is important this time of year. Because you got to play your younger players. It gives you a chance to grow and get those guys and try to always close that gap between your veteran players and your younger players. So we're 3-1. We took a step as a football team today.
Mike, what was your message to the team when you had to come back inside during the lightning delay? And what will you say to them?
My message?
Yeah.
Well, I just...
How do you keep them focused? What are you focusing on with your team?
Really, just to stay loose. We really weren't in here that long. So, I mean, it was an 8:40 departure, then it was an 8:50. So just really the strength and conditioning staff and, you know, our nutritionists and all those guys just took advantage of that time. We treated it a little bit like halftime, frankly. So it really wasn't that long of a break, and the officials gave us 10 minutes to warm up. So I thought it was handled very well. I thought just the way they cleared us off the field and cleared the bowl was impressive, and it was nice to storm, you know, just pass right through.
Mike, would you be in favor of the college rule about targeting after a hit like that where it's so egregious on Devontae? Could you be in favor of something like that if it were ever discussed?
I mean, this really isn't time for those kind of conversations. I mean, Devontae, actually the news that I was given on Devontae, so far everything looks positive. He's already given him a hard time at the hospital to get out of there, so that's a great sign. But, yeah, it's you don't ever want to see one of your players get hurt. And, you know, the questionable hit, the timing of the hit and all those things, you know, I get that. But I really don't want to talk about rule changes right now.
Is it your understanding he will have to stay in the hospital tonight? Are you aware of that?
I don't have that information. I just know so far things look of a positive nature.
Mike, did you think that they eventually got ejected for that hit?
Didn't have a clean look at it, so I know it was late, and I know it was helmet to helmet. So as far as launching and all that, I couldn't tell you.
Mike, how about what you got from Aaron Jones after he had stepped in there?
Aaron, very good natural runner. Just needed an opportunity. I think he really showed that in a Denver game, the preseason game. So the plan was to get him in there, give him some touches. Obviously, with the injury to Jamal, that increased. I thought he did a very nice job. I thought his yards after contact was what we needed, and you know he kept us in favorable down and distance.
You mentioned James Campen a little earlier. When in the process immediately after the Bengals game and coming into your work for this week, when was the decision made to move Lane out to left tackle? I mean, it's a position he hasn't played at all.
Definitely. We just went with the outlook at get your five most experienced offensive linemen on the field. So that decision was talked about Monday morning because you have to project. I just can't say enough about those guys. Didn't even blink. I mean, there was never any questions. Lane just stepped out there and took the practice reps, and I thought those guys did a heck of a job. They kept us in a very flexible game plan because if through experience, there's times where you have to play close to the vest, and you can't take advantage of your perimeter players, particularly Aaron and our perimeter players, but that wasn't the case tonight. Those guys, they kept me in a very healthy call sheet, so where we were able to stay aggressive, especially in the red zone. So I thought our red zone execution was outstanding.
And Mike, what happened with Demaryius Randle?
That's actually an internal matter that we'll keep internal, and we'll work through that.
Is your understanding he left the bench area?
It's an internal matter, and we're working through it.
Anything else? Mike, where do you go from here with that running back? I mean, with Ty breaking ribs, I mean, that might be a while, it sounds like. So can Aaron and Devontae handle that load potentially if you need them to?
Well, the injuries tonight, we'll see what the future brings us. So we probably, like most weeks, won't have a handle on where we are till Monday, Tuesday. So we'll go from there.
Did Ty's injury, was that on his first carry and then he stayed in the game, or do you know when that actually occurred?
No, I think it was on the play on the sideline was what was communicated to me.
And Mike, what allowed, you talked during the week about, you can either mass protect or you can get guys out of the pattern and get them all out quickly. What kind of went into your decision to go the way you guys did, play calling wise, and could Rodgers have executed your plan any better with the way he got the ball out?
As I said in my opening statement, I thought Aaron was flawless tonight. We had to be real smart, particularly starting the game. So, we did a lot of three-step, moving him around. The third one was a big play with him. Aaron's great outside the pocket as well as in the pocket. So. But like I said, that offensive line gave us, gave me plenty of drop back, especially in the situational offense, and that was huge for us tonight.
Last one.
Do you have any indication if Brian and David are close to returning?
I have a better grip on it Monday. So we're going to take the weekend, and all those guys, injured, not injured, they need to catch their breath, and we'll see where we are Monday.